Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift a little bit later on. This is when the light beams work with you and do healing. So we'll go to the light shift. You're transported out of time. You're still here physically, so nothing to panic. This is the same way Jesus did his healings 2,000 years ago. So if you're interested in that type of healing, to be with that energy, just stay on board here, and we'll be going up probably about maybe 40 minutes from now. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone, and it's wonderful to be with you again. And for those of you that are listening perhaps for the first time, we welcome you to stay and enjoy the healing energies with the Creation Light Shift this evening. And if you'd like to participate, you can join us on the Fast Chat. You just click on the link that says BBS Fast Chat from the Creation Light Shift page, and that'll bring up a window for you. And you can type in any question that you have about the light ship, about ascension, about healing, anything that you'd like to know, or if you've got a particular healing sample that you'd like to experience from one of the Creation Light Ship healings, you can go ahead and type that in. And we'll just get started, and we'll have a wonderful evening. So over to you, Ron.
Well, for those of you out there listening who have possibly had extraterrestrial contact, been abducted by the aliens, on our website, creationlightship.com, I have a special page for the light ship. This is creation energy. We'll go after these beings that are against your free will and invading you. And I'll just talk about that briefly here. So if you are a contactee and you are being messed with, and a lot of people are, this site is for you. Just go to the navigation link on the left-hand side. The listing would be ET Parasites, and underneath that is Alien Abduction. So let's talk about that in case you're kind of wondering what's happening, why we're going into the alien realm of experience. And that is basically everybody on this planet has been abducted at least two times a year for their whole lifetime. You may know this, you may not, but this is kind of like factual information for you. And the people that have had abductions who can really talk about it and say, yeah, I've had abductions with these beings. They've taken maybe my sperm, women maybe their eggs. Maybe some women out there have had been actually like a baby factory. So if you're one of those women, what typically happens, just to clue you in, you'll probably, you know, lose your menstrual cycle once. And in about a month and a half after conception, all of a sudden they'll abduct you again and take away your fetus. And all of a sudden you say, oh, I didn't know I really was pregnant. I had all the symptoms, kind of. I maybe thought I was pregnant, but no, I can't because I don't have it now. And this is what they do. So alien abduction is still here. People may talk about it, how, you know, I heard people saying that the Greys signed a treaty with the different governments and that they no longer do this. Well, it's still happening. That's just melt service to, dampen down the energy. So it happens daily. One way to know if you've been abducted or are being abducted is the aliens will typically, and these are all different races. So on my website, when you go to that, you can select your favorite race. And there's probably many more that I don't have listed there. If you know of a name, just enter it in the box. There's a drop-down box of different races there, and you can enter your favorite one and just see if you are being interfered with. And you will know by the way your body feels after having this clearing. The clearings are very affordable. One clearing is $1. A whole week's worth, unlimited, 24/7, is $10, and for a whole month, it's $30. So if you suspect anything at all, go on that website and check it out. There's also the wonderful alien life forms, which we call ET parasites, that come into you. Now, for those listening, what normally happens is before you go to sleep at night or during that process, you may feel like there's sometimes like pins being driven into the bottom of your feet. Or you might all of a sudden have your body jerk. Well, that means you're under attack by these beings. And I was talking to people tonight. I'm in New York right now at the New Life Expo. And I was talking to some people at my booth, and they described the exact same thing that I'm talking about. And one guy says, you know, I can't really tell anybody about this here. Nobody believes me. But this happens to me at least 5 times a week. Or I wake up startled completely, maybe after an hour that I've been sleeping, and I know that I'm being messed with, but I just can't put my finger on it, and I would like it to go away. So if this is happening to you, go to my website, creationlightship.com, and the lightship is here. This is creation energy. It's here to get rid of this extraterrestrial invasion of your free will, to get them out of here. And if you're one person having this out there listening, out of everybody listening, get on the site and do it. Because what will happen is, the more people who get on this, if you are being messed with, the lightship will go after these beings, and eventually they won't be here. Because just think, if you're just one person and they're interfering with maybe a couple thousand people, once they're gone, you just happen to free, you know, 2,000 people from having the alien abductions happening to them. So I don't mean to scare anybody, but this is what's happening here daily. And remember, they use mind control energy. So I'll talk about that briefly. There's two basic energies. There's a light and the dark. Well, we don't normally think that the darkness can create light, which is what it does. So I call that the light of the darkness. So the dark energy creates light, makes you think that you're going into the light after you die here, because people talk about the near-death experiences that they have. And when they have NDE, they talk about how wonderful it is seeing angels, seeing their loved ones, being in front of Jesus. Well, this is all fabrications of the dark side. Remember, if you were not forced to come into a forced reincarnation here, you wouldn't come here any longer. You know, when I ask people, would you incarnate here if you had a choice? I've never had anybody say yes, because it's so awful here. This is what I call a prison planet. And so what basically happens is you're forced to come back here in each lifetime, and the justification for that by the dark side in the mind energy, collective consciousness, you know, universal mind, this is what the New Agers talk about, you know, in all the different books. They tell you that because you've made errors in your past lifetime, you are here to do a learning lesson, learning experience until you get it right. Well, I don't think anybody on this planet lives a righteous life every day. There's always something that may go wrong. You might think a bad thought. So whatever you do, you're committing karma. And you never get out of this place. And that's the teachings that are fabricated by the darkness. With the light, there's no judgment. The light only works in the now. Anything in mind energy, anything in time, is the dark energy. The light never created the mind. The mind just came in, was given to us by the aliens, all the different races of aliens that are here controlling everybody. And these energies, unfortunately, like I say, are taking away your free will, free choice. And this is kind of all that's happening here. So you have to get into your heart center to get out of time. So when you're in time, you're in the darkness where most people on this planet live, because then you're controlled in time by the implants that's put inside of you and your DNA by the aliens. They set them off at certain times. And if you're really spiritual listening to this here, and you know you're talking to people about spirituality, about how there's no forced reincarnation and the light, and most people will look at you and say, man, you're crazy, because that's not what I'm taught. I'm taught about karma. And the implants go off, and they get their eyes glossed over as their spirit leaves their body, or as they have implants go off, and shapeshifters come forward inside of them, the dark energies that inhabit their bodies, and you can never communicate with these people. So the main thing is to be in the now, in the present moment, with your heart, and then you're connected to the divine energy all the time. And the light never promotes itself. You're never going to have any kind of energetic transmissions done to you by the light, because you're already of light. Your spirit's of the light. Why would the light promote itself when you already have it? But the dark side comes through and promotes the darkness of the light. The light of the darkness is the same thing. And they're in control of that, so they're bringing forth New Age metaphysics now, so that you think that you need to have attunements done to you to bring in divine energies, so that you're able now to have more spirit energy with you, more light energy, and it's already with you. It's like standing on a dollar bill and saying, where is this thing? You know, I can't see it. Well, it's already with you. So the whole thing is to get into your heart center, get your guidance from your heart, not your head, where the entities come into you, where the energetic transmissions are. Remember, the darkness cannot interfere with your spirit heart energy. They cannot tap into that light energy. They can tap into everything else. So they created mind. And so that's basically it in a nutshell. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So like Ron said at the beginning of the hour, we will be having the chance to go to the light ship in a little while for healing. And so you can think of maybe one or two things that you'd like to request healings for. And also what's wonderful is that if you have an animal or a pet with you, they can go for healing also. So that's going to be very nice for them. And most people that come on the show that have pets say that their animals just kind of come around when it's time to go for the healing because they love that energy so much. So I'm sure that that will be a wonderful experience for you and your pets. And Ron, I'll let you get started with any clearings that you want to do. And then when you're ready, just let me know and I'll give you some questions from the fast chat.
Okay, great. And if you'd like to call in today, just call in on the BBS line and we can maybe answer one of your questions or so. So I'm going to do some healings really quick here since our time is limited since we're going to the light ship. So we're doing emotional clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body. Remember, these are energetic bodies that exist around you, through you. That's created by the earth spirit so that your physical body will not go down, will not get killed, basically, by the dark side mind energy. Another way of saying this here, these bodies are in place because people cord your physical body, and these energies help to protect your body. Another way of saying it is that people who do psychic attacks on people, if you had all the attacks coming to you, you'd be dead. So these bodies are there to protect your physical body. This is what the earth spirit put in place so that you won't have any problems with your physical body. And these are like the buffer energies between you, but they do get overfilled, overwhelmed. And when that happens, they kind of like leak out this energy, spill over, we'll say, like having a glass of water that keeps having the faucet turned on. And it spills out into you. This is what causes your problems, your illnesses. So I'm going to do a feeling body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. A trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We'll do a trauma body. Excuse me, we did a trauma, right, Sylvia?
Yes, we did.
An anger body.
Okay, great.
Anger body. 5 days clear, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a fear body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. A lot of energy there. Wow. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So some of you have troubles, feels like maybe first part of the week with fear. Let's do a pain body. Remember, all these energies that I'm clearing is what your body has, in a sense, stored, these invisible bodies stored up since your conception. And when they get filled up, then they start imprinting onto your physical body. So here's your pain body. So if you've been in pain, maybe you maybe twisted an ankle when you're roller skating, you know, at maybe 8 years of age. And maybe it hurt for a week. Well, that pain's still with you. Remember, it never goes away. It's always with you, but you may not experience it right now. So here we go, pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do another clearing here. We're going to do one of, let's see here. I'm trying to think what we can pull out of the hat. Do you have any ideas, Sylvia, of a special clearing?
How about a sensory body clearing?
Oh, yeah, that one's real obvious.
Yeah.
This is how you input the earth. This is how you feel and sense the earth energies. It's different than your feeling body. This is how you sample these energies. Let's put it that way. This is how you see things, hear things, taste things, etc. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I can do another one here. Let's do, as we talked about the dark side, let's bring out and clear some of your parallel lifetimes that the dark side brings you into when you're not in your body. So you could be doing this a lot of times when you're sleeping at night. The dark side creates cloned earth, cloned bodies, and your spirit goes there. This is why you have restless sleep at night. This is why you may have dreams, because you're probably in a couple of thousand lifetimes at one time having this experience. Very unfortunate. Remember, the dark side lives off of your spiritual energy. And the dark side energy clones the light, 99.9% we'll call it. And so whatever you see that's happening around you also is in the light, the true light energy, just that the dark side clones that so that you think that you are in the light. And most practitioners practicing today are using the light of the darkness. They don't know how to go into their hearts. They got their degree on the wall, working with mind energy, knowing how to do energy transmissions, or working some way mentally, and not allowing your spirit to heal someone else's body. This is the difference. So spirit-to-spirit healing is what you want to really do, not mind-to-spirit. The difference is that when you do a mind clearing, you're sending that person all of your traumas. Remember, we talked about your emotional body, your fear body, your trauma body, your anxiety body, and you can go on, pain body. All these energies gets transmitted to somebody else when you do a healing, if you're using mind energy. And your poor heart energy might be only 1% of that. So you're sending somebody a lot of gunk. And the healing might work fine that you're doing for them, but you're giving them all of your residual crap. So you don't want to do that. So here we go. This is parallel life clearing. This is what the darkness set up for you to get all the knowledge out of your spiritual spirit that's residing with you so that they can get more energy from you. If you look at it realistically, you know, you have one life right now on this planet. If you had 2,000 more lives, they're going to get more mileage out of you. They're going to get more of your emotional traumas, which is what they create for you. And those traumas come back into this lifetime, and you have to experience them. So here we go. We'll do 10 parallel lives, take you out of this here. This is going into the darkness, and the lightship has to pull you out of this here, do spiritual warfare to get you out of the darkness because they want to hold you there. So here we go. First lifetime cleared. Second lifetime cleared. Third lifetime cleared. Boy, I'm yawning here. Somebody's had up a lot of stuff. Fourth lifetime cleared. Number five cleared. Six cleared. Seven cleared. Eight cleared. Nine cleared. And ten cleared. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. Maybe I'll do the planets next.
Oh, planets would be great. And then after that, we have a request. So.
Okay, so let's do the planets. So if you're wondering and you're told by everybody around you that you have free choice here, then why do you have a natal chart? So you go, gee, I don't know. You know, a natal chart is for my karma. Well, in the life, there's no such thing as karma because you're only in the now. There's no karma. So what happens is that people think that they have to experience or work through their karma. So you have a natal chart, which is going to show you what you need to know in this lifetime. Well, this is mind control. So the planets are mind controlling you to have a predetermined lifestyle, and this predetermined lifestyle is how they wish to run your life. Until you can get into your heart center, you're not going to know the difference. You're going to be running like with blinders on this lifetime, and you will be following your natal chart until you connect to your heart. Remember, the heart's only in the now. The light's only in the now. Anything that's not of the light is not in the now. So everything in darkness is in time. And that's the negative ETs out there, the aliens projecting all this stuff onto us. So here we go. We'll take you away from 10 planets. So the parallel lifetimes are for your spirit. The planets are for your body. Wondering why you feel sick sometimes, have body aches. This is because you have the planetary energies corded to you. These are like psychic cords. It's a two-way street. They give you information, implant you, and also take away your life force from body organs. So here we go. First planet released. This is out of a couple thousand, so just don't think of the moon and the Saturn and Jupiter, etc. These are things that you don't even know about. So first planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and number 10 released. I'll do 10 more for you, just for courtesy here. This clearing I do, it's a wonderful clearing to get out of you, along with the abduction code and the spirit barcode. So here we go. Next set of 10. Number 1 release, 2 release, 3 release, 4 release, 5 release, 6 release, 7 release, 8 release, 9 release, 10 released. Okay, walk around maybe, bend and stretch, twist, and see how your body energy is doing. If you had any aches or pains, it might be released now because the planets were taking away your life force energy. If you feel chills in your body or tingling, that's your spirit coming to you to help, to heal you, your physical body. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, when you were doing those different bodies, the samples of the emotional body clearing and the feeling body and so on, we had a couple of requests pop up on the fast chat. So one was from Pranav asking for a sample of the empathy clearing. And from Joy, we have a request for a sample of the mental clearing.
Oh, I didn't do mental. Okay, so first two, the clearing for people who are really empathic. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do a mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. I'm yawning again. A lot of energy there. Oh, boy. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go, everyone. See how you're feeling? Let's go back to the time of Jesus. We'll just say it's around when he lived the earth. I won't put a date on it. We could say that he probably lived maybe at 20, 30. Boy, I won't even go into dates. We'll just say that when Jesus walked the earth when he was 20 years of age, okay? So you may have lived here, or maybe you didn't. But you may have been in the afterlife, you know, where you have your light of the darkness. Maybe you're viewing Earth. You kind of want to incarnate. This is where you go to when you have, you know, like I said, your near-death experiences. Because you go to the light of the darkness, and that's where you go. This is your afterlife. This is where you think you're in the light, and then you choose to come back here over again because of what's being taught, that you made a mistake in your last lifetime. This is your karma. So we're going to go to this time when Jesus walked the earth when he was 20, and we're going to clear out of you the energies of spiritual abandonment. So you may have been walking on the earth, and maybe you listened to Jesus, but you didn't believe what he was saying. Or you felt that maybe the God energy, which are the extraterrestrial alien energies, abandoned you. So you kind of didn't want to listen to Jesus because you've been maybe messed over by them in the past. They didn't come to your aid when you asked for help. Maybe you had a child die and you said, oh God, why did you do this to me? Isn't a God a loving energy? Well, so you abandoned the source energy thinking that it was the true energy, because you were dealing with God energies. Remember, when you pray to a God outside of yourself, then you're at P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. Here we go. So this is your spiritual abandonment. So this is when Jesus walked the earth when he was 20, doing his spiritual teachings and healings, and you may have missed the boat then because you didn't believe him. Here we go. So I'm going to count to 10 as this gets released. So 1. Release, 2 released, 3 released, these are just energies that we're working with, 4 released, 5 released, 6 released, 7 released, 8 released, 9 released, and 10 released. So there we go, we had some clearing there. And just kind of see how you feel. I'll do this over again for everyone. There we go. Website is creationlightship.com. Tell all your friends about it. If you, like I said, had ET abductions, which we all have, although I don't have these myself, but you out there listening probably do, then you want to go on there and find out your particular race of aliens If you know of some that aren't listed there, then just type them in. And you're going to know if they've been messing with you, because you're going to feel the energy of the light chip coming. The light beam will be activated, and they will hunt these things down and get them out of existence. It's a little nicer than that. They first have the choice to come into the light. If they don't choose to come into the light, they are terminated. And then they go back and find out where they came from. And from there, they go back again and again and again until they find bits and pieces of your spirit, your soul energy, that they have stolen and held captive. So that's how the light works. That's when they stop. So we're going to do this process again here with Jesus for spiritual abandonment. This is, you actually probably turn to darkness instead of the light because you didn't know the difference and you got abandoned and felt the abandonment on yourself because you actually went to the wrong energies, which did not help you. So here we go. Number one released, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Sylvia, turn it back over to you again.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we have time, I think, for some of the questions that we have on the fast chat before we go to the light chip. So the first question I see is, could you explain what the Divine Source Cellular Reconstruction is?
Divine Source Cellular Reconstruction. Okay. What I think you're talking about is how you have genetic imperfections in your body. Initially, your body was created by the light chip at some point in time, okay? I hate to use the word time, but sometime, that's all we can talk about here because there's no other way to talk about things because we have to put a reference on it. So even though I'm using the time word, doesn't mean that we're talking about negativity right now. So the light chip created you, okay? Created an ET race out there, extraterrestrial race. And we'll say that they created, let's just say, 20 races of beings, okay? And so what happens is those beings somehow decided to seed planet Earth. And when they seeded planet Earth, they took away out of our consciousness here, out of our DNA, our body energy, they took away from us the energies that would make us equal to the beings that brought us here. So right away, we kind of, you know, are, what's the thing? There's a special little phrase about that we, I don't know, there's something. I'm a little tired being back in New York here, but anyway, I'll forget about the phrase. But anyway, we don't have a full cake mix, okay? And so what happens is, because of that, the aliens can control us because they put in controlling devices into us, into our DNA. So I hope I'm going in the right direction for the question here. And they can use these implants in us, in our DNA structure, to control us. So what happens is when we have a special session with the light chip, they put back into us, which is what I'm doing here in New York with the light infusion chamber. And if you are here in New York, definitely come to the New Life Expo tomorrow. It's the last day of it. And get into the light infusion chamber. It's wonderful. You can do 5 sessions for $40. Each one is 5 minutes in length, and it will change your life. Because the light chip is going to imprint into you the special codes that these aliens took out of you into your DNA structure. And all of a sudden, you're now having this beautiful light energy into your body. Your body loves it because it was missing this, not knowing that it was missing it, but once you have it, you know what you missed. Remember, you only know what you don't have until you have it brought back to yourself. And this is where the light chip healings work. They're instantaneous, and they allow you to have the spiritual integrity brought into your body and also your spirit. So I hope that answered the question. What do you think, Sylvia?
Yeah, it's a great answer. So let's see, the next one we have was a question, I think, going back to earlier in the show where you were talking about the special online healings that are available on the website creationlightship.com, specifically the ones that deal with the alien abduction and attacks and that kind of thing. And the question was, you know, is it important to know who, like, which specific race is abducting you when you're doing that healing?
Well, what I would personally do, somebody who's listening to the call for the first time, I would probably do some research, possibly, and look and see what races are out there. So you can kind of, like, put your finger on it. Now, not all the races are bad, okay? It's just like humanity here on this planet, or people. You know, you could live next door to a family that could be one particular race. We'll just call it race A, and they're wonderful. And two doors down could be race A, and they're just very, very bad people. This is the same way that the these alien races are. So the ones that are bad are the ones that are affecting you. The ones that are not bad are not. But they should still come to our assistance here because we're part of humanity. We're part of this collective consciousness. So I find it very interesting. I believe Billy Myers was working with the Palladians. So most of you out there may know about this here, but he was a contactee, is what they use the term of. He was abducted in a sense. Maybe he had the permission to go aboard the ships, or maybe he was first abducted. I don't know the exact story, so I'm sorry if I'm pushing buttons for people by not knowing. But basically, you do know that he was a contactee. Now, from there, the Palladians gave him the history of the planet Earth here as far as all different types of information that probably no one would even know about. And in that was some prophecies. And I'm not really sure exactly how many he was given. I'll just say he was given possibly maybe 20 of these. I'll just pick that as a number, okay? Like I said, I'm not that astute with what actually happened. I just know what I've heard, and I can't swear to that. So he had all these prophecies happening. So one way to look at that is, if these Palladians know what type of traumas us humans are going through, why aren't they stepping in to help us? Okay? If they're these divine beings, so to speak, and they're here to help people, why would they tell you something that's going to be happening to you and not ward it off? Well, a regular person thinking of this here would say, well, the aliens cannot interfere with us, but yet they're going to tell us what's wrong with us, so it doesn't make any sense. When I look at it, if they're saying that, then what I would say is, well, maybe these Palladians are also mind-controlled by some other ETs that are more conscious, have a much more advanced society, a better, maybe more advanced civilization, so they're controlling them also. So, but doesn't anybody out there understand that, you know, how many deaths does it take on this planet? How much cruelty does it take before something comes in to help? So most people say, well, we're here to learn lessons. Well, you know, it's so bad here, so harsh here, that if they're out there with this advanced technology, why aren't they using it to help save us? So when people hear this, they go, well, yeah, they're coming at some point in time in the future. Well, when is the future going to be now? Are they waiting to maybe have some kind of milestone of, maybe they say, well, we had, you know, the Korean War, we had Vietnam, we had World War II, World War I, and we're just waiting for the death to come to maybe about 10 million people. And then when it hits 10 million, a bell's going to ring off, and we're going to have all these wonderful aliens coming to us to help us out. You know, doesn't make any sense to me, you know, because they're not here to help us. They can do it instantly. They can have a sighting here with all of their ships, if that is what they're choosing to do, and they can stop it instantly, whatever's going on down here, because they have the advanced technology. So, from my standpoint, what's being talked about in the UFO communities, dealing with the extraterrestrials, the aliens, I think it's all a bunch of lip service because they're not here. Like I said, if you lost somebody in the war, the most recent war, and you go, gee, you know, if they're going to come to help here, why couldn't they have come a week ago to save my son? You know, how much more pain do we have to go through here, you know, before they actually come here? So as far as is a situation that I see. Everything is like a carrot in front of your nose. They give wonderful lip service. There's people who are supposedly channeling these beings. It sounds great on paper, but they're still not here to help us. And so I don't ever see them helping us because they haven't helped us in the past. So back to you, Sylvia. I know it's a long-winded question, but...
Well, as far as the healing goes, then, if just on a practical level, if somebody is having problems with abduction or that type of thing, and they want to go to your website to do the online healing, I believe there is a place where they can just say, you know, I don't know who's, you know, who's attacking or who's abducting. But
oh, yeah, I kind of got a little bit off there. Yeah, so it doesn't matter who they are, what they are. Like I said, if you want to do research yourself and pick up some names, if it's not on the website, by all means, give me an email and say, hey, Ron, I found this name out here web surfing. Put it to your website. So you don't have to know who it is, but the ones that I've listed are the most popular ones, okay? And then you can kind of get a clue for yourself who's really playing with you, who's messing around with you, because you will feel the energy shift. And if you don't know, but you think that somehow your body's jerking at night, maybe you wake up and say, don't touch me, or something like that. And you go, well, why did I say that? Well, maybe you're being abducted. So just go on there, and if you want to pick the names, you can. Just, you know, if not, just say, I don't know. I need some help here, man. I'm under crisis. You know, this is something that I want to get off of me. And the lightship will do this for you. Only reason why I have the names there is so that you can have a clue on which one of these races are really interfering with you. That's for your own information. Back to you, Sylvia.
Great. Let's see. We had a couple other little requests here. We have, I think Annika is on with her daughter, Clara. And Clara was asking if there's anything that you could do to help her get a good night's sleep tonight.
Oh, okay, Clara. We'll help you out here if we can. So what we're going to do around you right now is we're going to have the light chick come in. This will be for everybody. And we haven't done this on the show before, but we'll have the light chick come and put some light beams with you in your room. And they will help to protect you throughout the night here. So there will be three light beams coming. You might feel their presence right now, but I'm going to count to 10 as they come in and enter your bedroom, we'll call it. And here they come, wherever you're going to be sleeping. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might feel the room kind of buzzing here. Normally when they come in, the room may get a little electrified with the energy. You might be able to hear a pin drop, and they'll be there to help you out. So hope you have a good night's sleep, Clara. And you too, Annika.
Ah, that's great. It feels wonderful. Let's see. We had one more request. I think it was Butterfly asking about the if it's possible to do a sample of the, I think it's the infinite sadness clearing she was asking for.
Sure. Here we go. We'll do that for the last 5 days. This one here goes pretty deep when I do it for people. The infinite sadness is for people who have a lot of despair in their life, and the despair is mainly from probably a lot of past lives. It could be anything. It's just despair. We all know what despair is here. Basically, it's hopelessness. So here we go, the last 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. A butterfly, what colors are you? We'll see if you type it into the fast chat there. Maybe you're a monarch. Who knows?
So I was wondering if you could talk about the pet and animal healings a little bit.
Okay, yeah. When we go to the light ship on the conference calls, which are Mondays and Fridays, for $20, you can bring your pets up. We also do specialized healings for pets and animals if you have a... You know, that type of concern. Animals take to healing very, very nicely. And why is that? Because they're not mind controlled. And they live more in the love energy. And so they don't have a lot of stuff, a lot of thinking. Remember, the mind is what the problem is. This is why we have, like I talk about, collective consciousness. People talk about the word oneness, kind of going into mind energy. This is all the trap that the dark side is giving you, a bunch of metaphysical stuff that is not of the light, that is not true. And this is also, you know, your universal consciousness here that we talk about. So the main thing is that you want to come into the now, in the moment, to enjoy with your spirit so that you're able to hold spirit energy and to get your true guidance. It's never inside of your head.
Okay, great. So it's about 15 minutes to the end of the show, so would you like to go to the light ship now?
Sure. So if you wish to bring your animals and pets up, you can. Remember, they heal pretty nicely on the light ship because they don't have stuff. They're not attacked by the ETs, the aliens like we are. So here we go. Just think of your animals or pets. And this will not work on the archives because we have still ET abductions here. So I don't want you to think that you can go to the light ship anytime that you wish because you visited the light ship once or twice and it seems familiar to you. You cannot go there. So here we go. We're going up. And I'm going to count to 10 so you can actually feel your body shift frequencies. And this is when the special connection is made from the light ship to you. So when we get done, it'll be disconnected. The healing that you're having tonight is between you and the light being doctors. You're fully conscious on the light ship. You're walking around. You're wearing whatever clothes you're wearing right now. If you happen to be with no clothes on in bed or maybe in the bathtub, that's perfectly fine, too. They'll give you a robe. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, and normally you're going to feel the energy shift at 2, but here we go. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we're there now, and our animals and pets are leaving. We're going into the first location, which is the orientation room. And this is where we're completely at free choice, free will, to select the different light beings that are going to be working with us on the light ship. And the light beings are true aliens to our planet. They're extraterrestrial energies, but they haven't incarnated yet. So these are true light beings, but they take on the physical form of a life form that's going to be created from the light ship where they're going to in the next incarnation. We normally just see the beings that are more humanoid-looking, okay? Although there are some beings that are different types of plants, which have different types of leaf structures. We have a room for different oxygens. We have a room where they have dolphin and whales and other animal life forms. We have crystals. And these are all conscious beings, even though we may think that they're not. So here we go. We're selecting our doctor teams. This is free choice to you. And you're finding out what type of modality they may be having, where they're going to be reincarnating for their first incarnation. And this first incarnation, they may be a doctor there on this particular planet that they're going to. So they're learning how to cross-train to work on us right now. And they're going to be working with humans. So we're on the light ship right now. And we're going into the first room, which is the room which has white light energy. The white light energy is pure light. This is what you're made out of, and that forms like a Merkaba around you, and all your cells have this Merkaba, or maybe Merkaba, depending on how you like to pronounce that word. And this white light is very, very beautiful. I'll bring it into your room right now so you can sample it. Remember, this is all heart-based healings. It's not force of will. It's not the light of the darkness that practitioners use. This is pure spirit energy that created you. And your spirit will be enhanced by this energy, and your spirit is what does the healings for you. The spirit is, in a sense, the conduit to, for your healings. Without your spirit, you can't get healed. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You may feel this wonderful energy coming into your body. We're going to go into another room. This is a room where they can release pain from us. And again, I'll bring you into that room. Many different types of modalities. And your physical body's healing depends upon your genetic predisposition upon healing. What did your ancestors think of the divine energy? Did they go to church and pray to God and become prey, P-R-E-Y, to these energies? Maybe you had a problem and you went to church maybe 1,000 years ago, and you prayed to God, and maybe you had a problem with your finger, and a month later, maybe it became gangrene, you had to have your arm cut off. So you probably have a bad disposition. You say, I don't want to have anything with God energy happening to me because God did not help me. Well, this is not God energy, but your mind doesn't really know the difference. This is creation energy. So the creation energy is here to help you, but you have to work through the energies of what you've dealt with in the past, these God energies, and also, you know, what you really believe on healing. Maybe you don't believe in healing, you know, 1,000 years ago. So you have to work through that, through these densities of judgment. So you're actually working through judgment. So the person who has an instantaneous, miraculous healing is because the judgment in that particular area of their consciousness of what you're working with, the part of your body, is ready to take a healing, and your spirit can heal you instantly if you got rid of the judgment. If you still have judgment there, you may not have a healing. It's no fault of anything else but the thoughts of your ancestors and what you're made up of. And so it's not really the fault of the light ship, because the light ship is doing all that it can, but you have a dense body. And that's just the way it is. Unfortunately, you know, for most people who have the densities, you have to get them released first. This is why we talk about the onion peel, that you have to keep working to get rid of the density so you can have the spirit inside of you come into your body. So here we go. We're going into another location. And a lot of people love having the dolphin energy, so we're going to the pool of water where the dolphins are. We have 3 dolphins working with us, and they're going to do healing on you. So again, request your healing. The light only works in the now. And some people don't really want to have a full healing. They only want to have a half a healing. No pain, no gain. So that could be programmed in your genetics also. So you want to ask consciously about your healing. Remember, the light ship will never do more than what you ask, because they're not going to go against your free will. So if you feel perfectly fine having half of your pain released, that's all they're going to do for you. They're not going to heal you completely, because that's going against your free will. So here we go. We're in this room now. We're going to go into a room where they work with cancer. So again, they're doing a cancer scan on us, seeing how you are. And everybody goes into a particular room now, and they'd be working with you. We'll go into another room. This is a room where Mother Mary lives on the light ship, and I'll count to 10. We'll be in this room, and you can actually feel her presence around you on the earth plane here. So here she comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of maybe take a deep breath, exhale, and just feel her beautiful energy all around you. We're now going into another room. And we're going to go into a room where they have the beautiful golden waterfall. And the water from this waterfall caresses your auric field, brings you peace energy into your body, does wonderful healings. The energy of healing on the light ship is a lot of golden energies, and the gold is very, very strong. This is what the light ship uses a lot of times for their healings. Many other different colors there too, but the gold is wonderful. So here we go. In this room, and we'll bring the gold energy around you. And I'll just use the word stronger to increase it. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I see just a question on the light ship. On the BBS fast chat. It says, after being in the light infusion chamber, which is what I have here in New York, will the spirit remain permanently? Yes. Once you have the densities taken out of your body, your spirit can integrate with you, and you do have more spirit with you for healing. This is why you want to be more fully in your body with your spirit. Very, very, very important. When you're born, your spirit's with you. But through the school of hard knocks here and the traumas, your spirit leaves because it cannot handle the judgment energy, the pain energy that we experience here on the earth plane. This is what the aliens brought us. They took us out of divinity, and they took us into duality. This is the God plane energy. This is, you know, universal mind. This is collective consciousness. It's all in duality, and this is where you get stuck. We're now going to go into another room, and we're going to go into the room where they have the light being choir. They're going to be singing songs to us now for healing. So if you happen to hear some music inside of your heart center playing around, different songs, different vibrations, this is where it's going to come from. It won't be probably in your head. It'll be in your heart. So I'm going to drop everybody down into their heart center. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. Dropping down like an elevator. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. You should feel this wonderful peace energy with you. The light being, if you wish to bring it up on your monitor screen, is fully activated. And activated since we got on this call tonight. So just feel this wonderful, wonderful light being energy in your heart center. It's there transmitting this love energy to you. It could be called peace energy. And the light being will be activated for about half past on the hour. So if you wish to just have it in front of you, running this beautiful love energy to you into your room, it will do that. And like I said earlier, there's three light beings with you to give you a perfect sleep tonight. So they'll be there to help and protect you the best that they can. So here we go. We're going to bring in another divine energy. And we're going to go into a special room on the light ship where they have the dolphins. Going into this room right now. You're going to be swimming with three different dolphins. They'll do their wonderful healing work with you. We're bringing some nice oxygen for everybody. We'll bring in number 47. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. And you're going to start to be able to actually probably taste and smell a different type of oxygen for healing. And our time's kind of coming to a close here the way it looks. So we're going to now come back from the light ship. We're going into the orientation room first, though. This is where the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And they're telling you what the healings are all about. And you're asking all of your questions. This may be conscious to you, or it may not be. But on the light ship, you are fully 100% conscious. We're going into the next room, which is the transporter room. And our animals and pets are now coming to us after their healing. Getting ready to come back down, so I'll just count from 10 to 1 backwards here. And at number 2, you're probably going to feel the energy shift as a light ship will disconnect the link between you and the light ship. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you're back here now. You might be buzzing still. You might feel this wonderful joy inside of your body. You might feel warmer, might have tingles, and you might be able to even talk to your spirit, I hope, in your heart center. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. I just will mention that I'm back here in New York right now, going to the New Life Expo. We have one more day left, which is tomorrow. It's in Manhattan. And if you happen to be listening and you are on the East Coast, I'll be at the ARE Center in Manhattan. I have 5 different events scheduled here, and starting Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. So, over to you, Sylvia. It's at 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Each class workshop is interactive, and they're 3 hours apiece.
Oh, what a wonderful opportunity for the people on the East Coast. That's great. And we are going to be back on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. So we'll see you then. And, you know, if you want to contact Ron, you can go to his website. You can send him an email or give him a call and get going with your own sessions or healings. And also participate in all the many conference calls that are going on each week and some very special ones that are coming up later, in April. I think there's three different Sundays where there's eight-hour long, beautiful healing conference calls, and those are all listed on the Creation Lightship website, so check it out on the calendar page. And we'll just see you Monday. So until then, blessings to everyone, and stay in your heart. Good night.
Good night, everybody, and have a wonderful weekend here. Bye.
Bye.